dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Hamilton Jubilee. We are sat here right on Main Street near the Hamilton Community Center, and we have a front row seat to all the floats stopping at the parade. What a joyous occasion today is, right, folks?
It's a really gorgeous day here, Bob. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better day for the Jubilee. We had a couple of showers earlier this morning, but the sun came out and the clouds burn away, and we are excited to see all the floats roll in right here
next to...
Yes?
Stop being a weatherman for 5 minutes, buddy, and just enjoy the Jubilee, okay?
Yeah, hang up the coat, Chris.
It's hard for me to know what to talk about when the cameras are rolling other than the May showers, which are expected to take a break later this week.
All right. Sorry for interrupting you there, Chris, but of course I'm here. This is me, Lewis Marcos, a last name that's very popular in this town, here with Bob and Chris. And we're here hosting the Jubilee, of course, the longest parade in America.
Lewis, I can't help but think that you're a little bit annoyed that there's so many people named Marcos. What's going on? Why the thunderclouds over your head?
It's just very frustrating to be one of 400 Mr. Marcoses in one town. You know, I'd like to have an identity of my own, but instead I have to share it with so many other guys.
Oh, this and isn't here a place comes our first grievances. Marcos family float. It is the Marcos family
Hello,
float.
Hello, it's us, the originals. We are the originals.
The first Marcos.
The only true Marcos in town.
Honey, hold up your birth certificate. Show them. Show them.
Look and now you. We it's do our Marcos family dance. Marcos family dance.
Wow, that's an unbelievable dance from the original Marcoses.
Unbelievable. This is what I deal with, folks. Every single day, the original Marcoses walking around town doing their Marcos family dance. It's so simple. You know, it's not a family dance when you just put your hands back and forth to the left and right and say, hoo, ha.
It's just not at all a personal attack on you. Why do you take it so personally?
I got to take a break. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Okay, usually we don't say that on the air into the microphone, but I guess we'll have Mr. Marcos back in a few. Now, what a wonderful Jubilee it is. Guys, have you gotten into any of this awesome fried food?
Oh my God, Bob. I had a funnel cake earlier for breakfast that has left me ruined.
Wow, it's I know the feeling. I had a funnel cake for breakfast as well. They're tough, tough to avoid, and it's got me feeling ruined.
I'm ruined. It's such an interesting thing to eat normally all year and then to all congregate in the middle of town and eat the worst shit you've ever eaten, and you get ruined. We're all ruined.
I just didn't need to do it for breakfast. You know what I mean? I could have saved it. It would have been a great share for me and my friends at the end of the night. But instead, I had a whole one covered in strawberry compote for breakfast, and I am knocked on my ass all day.
Yes. Bob and I up here are ruined, folks. We're ruined.
Chris, Bob, I'm over here in the crowd getting some audience reactions as the floats go by.
Yes, we have Charles down there within the crowd. Charles, what floats do we have coming up?
It's tough to know.
Uh-oh, somebody looks queasy.
Tough to know. My hands got a little sticky from the funnel kick. My notes are ruined, as is my stomach. So we're going to have to just know what the floats are as we see them come up.
Yeah, I guess we do have a bit more of a bird's eye view up here rather than you down at the side of the float. We'll keep a lookout and update you as you can. Now, back to you being so queasy. Just try to stay looking in one direction.
I'm doing my best to do that, but there's so much going on and dragging my attention that I keep looking around like a bird.
Don't. Now, you're headed over to that mixed nuts stand. Mm. Don't do it.
It smells so good, though. And nuts are good for you.
No, not those. They're covered in a candy coating. Right, don't do it,
the base is nut. The base is nut, which is good for you.
Charles holding up a 20. Don't say, give me everything you can get for 20.
Everything you can get for 20, please.
I mean, that's the whole stand.
No,
right into the microphone.
No, Charles. Ooh, Charles holding up a second 20. Don't do it, Charles.
You sure that's the whole stand, or do you have 20 more somewhere in there?
Charles immediately forgetting he's on mic and going into a full nut binge.
Listen, buddy,
Charles,
even I
going
think this
behind
is crazy.
The bush, going behind the bush to eat alone.
These are going to go well with my cigarette.
You're smoking a cig too? Not on air.
Well, hopefully, folks, he doesn't create a burning bush situation. Now, let's go back to
last year. As you all know, Jesus came to the Oh, what's that? It's
perfect timing. Here he comes. Our own Jesus.
Jesus.
Of course, the local Protestant church trots Jesus out every year in the Jubilee. And boy, is it a gas.
Now Jesus is going to give his Sermon from the Mount, his classic Sermon from the Mount, right here in the middle of town as the float slows to a halt. Let's have a listen.
With a little bit of flair with that cane he's got.
Oh, it's almost a vaudevillian routine from Jesus. Oh, Jesus taking a big spill down the stairs.
Oh, don't worry. He's getting back up, going back up the stairs.
Oh, no. Just don't go back up them, Jesus. You're going to fall. Oh, down the backside of the stairs. Crashing into a 12 bowling pins.
Jesus repeatedly asking for an amen and the rest of the folks on the float saying no.
Uh-oh. Seems like there's a bunch of Judases on the float. The float is packed with Judases. Jesus stepping off the float, making his way to, oh no, not the onion ring stand. Jesus, no. Jesus, no. Taking
a bite. Okay, wait. Oh, taking a bite. Uh-oh. Smelling something other than the onion rings. I think the fried Twinkie stand has just caught his eye.
Jesus.
Beeline to the Twinkie stand.
The crowd beginning to chant, no, Jesus, no.
Not the first time we've heard that.
He seems to be rubbing his tummy, mouthing something. What's he mouthing? I'm ruined. Mouthing, I'm ruined. Okay, Jesus stepping up to the mic. Good, he's stepping up to the mic here.
What it do? What it do?
What it do?
Of course, local Jesus, always a surprise.
What it do, Jesus? Let's hear it.
Folks, I'm ruined.
People looking around, very confused, not sure what the point of this float is.
That's well, right, we tricked you. You've been looking at the Judas float the whole time. It's not the Jesus float. We tricked you because we're a bunch of Judases.
What the hell? It's a trick from the Church of Judas down the street.
It's the United Church of Judas.
Okay, and this float's getting shooed along by the pastor now, not realizing that they've
the pastor. The pastor shooing the float along. Shoo float.
The pastor brings out a push broom and is shooing the float down the track, which is Main Street.
It's Charles, and I'm down here with a great view of the next float. The oldest man and the youngest baby on the same float. Hamilton.
No, this is an awesome tradition, the town of Hamilton. They find the newest baby and the most decrepit man, and they slam them together on a float, and it usually ends with the baby being hurt.
You'd think it'd be the same oldest man every year, but we have not kept the oldest man through the whole parade yet. Let's see if this year we finally make it.
Yeah, life expectancy in Hamilton has been surprisingly short ever since the Jubilee has started. We lose our oldest person every year to a vile accident, but we do keep the baby.
All right, so they're coming along here. Of course, the oldest man will get a chance to speak here at the communal mic.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Monroe. I just had a funnel cake.
Uh-oh.
And I believe I am ruined.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, he's croaking.
He's getting lightheaded.
Oh, my.
Harry, go. Harry. Or the Charles,
baby.
I mean.
The baby's right behind him.
Is that you, Julia?
Don't fall on the baby.
Do I see you, Julia, my love? I'm coming home to you, baby.
He's seeing his wife in hell.
In one of the realest things the city's ever seen.
I'm bringing this baby to meet you, Julia.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, he's pulling out a knife.
Baby.
Baby's mother coming to grab the baby?
Oh.
Using the knife he's brandished to stab him?
And the baby's friend. I'll bring her to hell with me, Julia.
Grabbing the lady.
We've got so many new friends, Julia.
Luckily,
grabbing another funnel cake.
And the SWAT team float is right behind them, and they are aiming their guns right at them.
I'm bringing you a treat, too,
the
baby.
Hamilton SWAT team. Let's celebrate them like we do every year.
Woo!
Ping!
Take the shot, SWAT!
Ping!
Take the shot!
The SWAT team is shooting at me, Julia. They keep hitting the microphone. Ping! It's pinging off the microphone. Oh. Bad aim from the SWAT team, Julia.
Charles.
Oh, they've hit a man in the crowd, Julia.
Charles looking sicker than ever.
Julia, of course.
Charles, try to put your stomach issues at bay and save the baby.
Ooh, I'm being rushed by this man, Julia. He wants to come see you as well, Julia.
I'm on the scene. I'm rushing the world's oldest man, or at least Hamilton's, but I'm right in between him and the porta potties, and I don't know which way to go. There is a fork in the road, and frankly, I don't know what to tell you guys, but if I don't find the porta potties, I will be ruined.
Did you say porta parties? Are they having parties in the porta potties?
Thankfully, he chose the toilet. And not
no, Charles,
me.
No.
Charles, and so
it looks like there's a cloud. There's a cloud coming over. Hopefully we'll get one single lightning bolt and will take out the old man. I'm predicting it. I'm the Doppler. Doppler is predicting a single lightning bolt.
Put down the weather job.
Whoa! Multiple lightning bolts to the old man's skull!
Whoa! Whoa! The old man has risen!
Whoa! Oh my God!
Whoa!
Was that Jesus?
Whoa. Old man floating!
Whoa. Jesus, is that you? No.
It is.
It is!
I gotcha.
The old man was struck by lightning. Revealing his true form, which was Jesus.
Tricked. It's me, another Judas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, these Judases are ruining the town.
I needed to be struck by lightning to shed my form as an old man, and now I am revealed.
And now you're a young Judas?
That's right. This is what a young Judas sounds like. 16 years young, you guys.
Hold on, so
you're going to deal with me for a long time.
Just to get this clear, you are Judas reincarnate, and you came in the form of an old man, and you were struck by lightning, unleashing the old man's shell, revealing your true form.
That's right. Sounds like you really understood exactly what happened, Weatherman.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, this is for sure one of the top 10 craziest parades we've ever had. We've got to go to a quick commercial from our sponsors, Anderson's Funnel Cakes. You'll be ruined for sure, and we'll be right back.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.